Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cosmic Crit 2.0. This is your GM, Patrick, here, and thank you for joining me for this year's 2025 to 2026 State of the Podcast episode. Each year, I'm going to try and do a little mini update on the podcast, talk about how things are going, what changes we've got coming on the horizon, go over updates and announcements we have for the podcast. So that's what this week's episode is all about. It's just me talking very quickly. This is probably, we've done this a few times, but probably the largest year of changes for the podcast that we've ever had, at least in recent memory, because I've been telling my players, I've been telling fans who've listened that we are kind of going back to the drawing board with the podcast, pretending like the last 8 years haven't happened. And if we're starting a podcast today for the first time, you know, let's look at things differently and change things around from the ground up. So I can't wait to talk to you all about some of the changes that are going to be happening and, you know, talk to the players on the show as well about this stuff, which is going to be happening soon, but that's to come later in the show. Let's first go over some announcements. Cue the announcement sound. Do, 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 do. If you're listening to this the week it comes out, the day it comes out, this should be September 8th, 2025, then you are not late. There's still time to join up in this weekend's online charity convention, what we call CritterCon. This is CritterCon 8. CritterCon is our Starfinder Society launches online gaming convention. So it's all online. You can play from your home. Sign up through our Discord channel. We have links to our Warhorn account, which is how they organize the games. And you can play in all sorts of Paizo games this Friday, September 12th through Sunday, the 14th. They're literally gaming, I think, 24 hours a day. So even if you're in other countries, other time zones, there's probably a good time for you to join up. A lot of tables are full right now. There are waiting lists for some of them, but there's still plenty of games out there. If you would like to try Starfinder Society 2nd Edition, there's a lot of those tables, of course, but we also have Pathfinder, and I think there's still some 1st Edition gaming happening as well. So whatever Paizo game you like, there's probably some tables of it to join up in. This online convention we do every year, we are taking donations to benefit the charity Doctors Without Borders, Medicines Sans Frontières, as it is known internationally. The mission is to provide medical aid and doctors' equipment to all parts of the world, basically wherever they're needed. And, you know, this ranges from in years past being on the forefront of the COVID epidemic to, you know, the last several years providing aid for Palestine, Ukraine, and other really hard hit places that sometimes medical access is lacking because of war, because of strife. So I want you to know, if you're donating this weekend to Doctors Without Borders, we don't take any of it. It is through their donation portal, so every single cent goes to the charity. And they're a top-rated charity, so most of their money is going towards the mission. You're not paying, you know, a good percentage of each dollar you donate to other superfluous things is going to people in need. We're going to link all of our Discord, our show notes, the donation portal. And yeah, you can donate to them through that whenever you'd like, all through their websites. We have a whole bunch of prizes that you can also donate towards. We're doing random drawings for prizes on our site, so you'll be able to see that on Monday. Lots of physical prizes as well that will be mailed out. Some of them only in certain countries like the US, but we've got tons of dice sets, which I'm very excited about, from our partners over at Norse Foundry, as well as Legendary Pants dice, which I enjoy. We've got lots of physical terrain. We've got dice bags, all kinds of prizes that you can donate towards and possibly win in this random drawing that will be happening, I believe, on Sunday, September 14th. But the reason this is a sanctioned Paizo charity convention is that if you do play games with us this weekend, primarily Starfinder and Pathfinder Society games, you can donate to Doctors Without Borders to affect your game. It's all above board. This is approved by Paizo. They do this with their charity conventions. But if you play the games, you can spend $10 at any time to get a reroll for a D20 during your game. So if you flub a roll, if you roll natural one and it's like a life or death situation, you pay $10 and immediately re-roll it, which is so much fun. And also at any time, if you are just worried about a bad roll coming up, you can donate $30 and automatically get a natural 20 on your game table. So if you know that you want to be your hero, your character, a crit machine, you can just spend, you know, I mean, you could donate as much money as you want, get as many of these automatic natural 20s as you want. I'm just doing the math off the top of my head. But if you donate $300 to Doctors Without Borders, that's 10 natural 20s. And I'm sure that'll probably get you through a game, you know, multiple crits in any of these scenarios. But there's also, you can donate less for at any point. Any dollar amount, you can get a plus X bonus to the roll. So if you just donate $6, you can get a plus six to any roll. And like I said, all that money straight to charity. Great online rating for Doctors Without Borders. It means you can rest assured your money is going to help those people in need. To date, through corporate donations, and I think the average donation from our player base is like $20 to $30 for the charity cons. Today we've raised about $30,000 through these small charitable donations. We've had hundreds and hundreds of donors, maybe thousands of donations over the years that have helped us make this charity convention successful, make this a reality to continue on for our fans. So thank you so much if you've donated in the past. Thank you if you are planning on donating. Like I said, there's still time not only to donate and win prizes if you're listening to this the first or second week of September, still time to donate and still time to join up in these games. Like I said, if you join the Cosmic Crit Discord, you can find out ways to join up in the games. But yeah, even if you don't have money, which I totally understand, if you want to help the podcast or help our mission, feel free to spread links on whatever social medias or chat boards that you're on, your Reddits or blog posts. If you want to spread the word about CritterCon 8, particularly maybe some of the prizes that we're doing random drawings for or the games, we appreciate that as well. That is almost as helpful as donating your hard-earned cash, and we take all of that and are very thankful to our fans who are able to, you know, spend any time with us in helping out this mission. So we'll have a lot more to talk about over next weekend. We're going to be doing some streaming on the Cosmic Crit Twitch channel, but lots of gaming over that weekend. So join the Discord if you haven't already, and follow along with the announcements. So with that announcement out of the way, big week for CritterCon 8 and everything like that. I first want to talk a little bit about changes happening in the state of the podcast episode here to changes with the Patreon. And we don't often talk about the Patreon too much. It gets mentioned in our episodes whenever we roll a natural 20 because we shout out some of our Patreon supporters when that happens. But I am extremely thankful to everyone who has supported us on Patreon for any amount of time over the last few years. That money really helps make the show possible. We've had very lofty goals in the past, you know, of expanding and being able to pay for new things for us to make podcasts with. Very lofty goals that have, you know, resulted, because we met them, in doing the whole Dead Men Roll No Crits podcast. A secondary podcast was only possible because you guys were so awesome. But yeah, we've used Patreon funds in the past all over the place to help pay for. Our equipment is a big, big thing, you know, because computers and microphones do break down. But really, it is so many subscriptions that we have. Technological programs, you know, just certain things are really expensive, and we would not be able to do this podcast without a little bit of financial support. I don't know how many of you know this, but just a subscription to Adobe costs a lot of money, and we are very appreciative that you guys can help out. So we've changed up the tiers in the future of the Patreon. There's a fewer tiers, but the first tier is basically just a thank you for supporting us, and it's only like $1 or $2. The higher tiers, you know, you can get the shout outs on the podcast itself. $10, I think. You can get, I mean, just your name if you want, but you can also give us personalized shout outs if you want to shout out friends or give words of encouragement to the cast. That's what people have done in the past. And then the middle tier, $5 a month from now on, you're going to be getting the podcast early. You're going to be getting it in advance of when it comes out on the main feed. We're moving towards that kind of model. So starting in September, starting this month and going through October, we're going to be posting the newest series content on our Patreon for our supporters to listen to. That's going to be starting with our second edition playthrough of Cosmic Birthday. And yeah, being ahead of our free launch is something that we had with the Pathfinder podcast, Dead Men Roll No Crits. We had a free version of it, and our fans did enjoy listening to it for free. Our fans did enjoy getting a little advance with the Patreon, so we wanted to continue that. We've had other content over the years that have just been on our Patreon as well. So if you support us at the $5 or more a month, $5 or more per month, you get all these little things that have not been on the main feed before. Lots of different side adventures. Most recently, only place you'll be able to listen to it is the Patreon, is the Zoo Crew episodes. This is over the pandemic, some Pathfinder 2e Agents of Edgewatch gameplay that me and my friends went through. And you know, there's about half a year worth of adventures there and episodes. So if you want more Pathfinder 2 content, that's the only place you're going to be able to find it. But like I said, if you've listened to the podcast and you want a little bit more, you're going to have the ability to get a few months, I think, of advance. If you want to support our podcast and listen to episodes early, that is going to be where you're going to be able to do it, on the Patreon. So thank you, everyone, that has continued to support this podcast in the past and will sign up in the future. Like I said, if you're a true fan of the podcast and you support are continuing this for another 8 years, just take a gander at the Patreon and see if it makes sense for you to contribute. And if it does, we appreciate you. Thank you for our Patreon Crittermanders. You guys are the best. So now let's get into the meat of this episode, and let's talk about this next iteration of the podcast. It's what I've been calling Cosmic Crit 2.0. And I've talked to the players about using Starfinder 2nd Edition as a jumping off point for basically an entirely new podcast, or at the very least a reboot of the podcast. And what I'm calling Series 1 is what we're going to be doing next. And I like to think of it, if you're a Doctor Who fan, you might know, I think the original show was in seasons and then they went to series. So talking about them in kind of a different way. I've been talking about Horizons of the Vast to this last season of Cosmic Crit 1st Edition, Starfinder 1st Edition. It's kind of being the final chapter of the podcast, and I was not lying about that. I think Cosmic Crit, you know, is kind of dead for us. And, you know, for a while, I'll enumerate on this later, but I was thinking of just stopping the show and doing my own thing for a while. But yeah, there was a time where we might have just ended after finishing Starfinder 1st Edition and gone on to other games. The ways that cooler heads kind of prevailed. And I'm just taking this now as an opportunity to change up the show enough to where it's hopefully going to be more playful. It's going to be more fun, more fresh for both my players and also new listeners, perhaps, trying to give Starfinder 2nd Edition a chance. So we're basically starting fresh. Blank slate with Series 1 of Cosmic Crit 2.0. Let me go into some bullet points about what exactly does that mean. Some people might be a little scared. It is a lot of changes, but I don't think that the core of our podcast is really going to change. So first things first, Cosmic Crit 2.0 or Series 1 is going to mean kind of the storylines and the characters from the first edition Starfinder version of our podcast are going to get retired. You know, it means like the main characters, your Driftrider crew and things like that, are going to be moving into kind of more legend status in the universe, as opposed to flesh and blood folks that are going to come in and save the day. You know, Nak, Raimi, Adras, all of them, they're going to be, like I said, legends as opposed to characters. So their stories are not going to mesh with new characters like I've done in this last season 5. In addition to that, I used the end of Season 5 of Cosmic Crit, spoiler warning, and the Founding 19 kind of meta plot to be finished off in that season. That was always my plan, was to use this kind of new Galarion as the location for, you know, in the final episode of Season 5, it coming to an official end. The idea that I originally had, I think back in 2017 is when I started playing around with this, of these OG androids kind of coming together and doing a ritual and having an impact on the universe. You know, there might be story elements that we continue on from that down the line, you know, with Triune. But yeah, for now, it was mostly just a little bit of a story reward for the players, you know, having save Andis's siblings throughout the 5 seasons and kind of getting a little meta thread for all the seasons, even when the story was completely different and not really focused on the Pact worlds like with Attack of the Swarm. But yeah, I'm excited to end, you know, you can call these first 5 seasons the Founding 19 saga. I'm happy to leave that in the past and start in on, you know, new and interesting meta stories that will be linked with these new series 1 characters once it starts. So like I said, I'm thinking of Cosmic Crit 2.0 as just kind of a reboot. So we're going to be telling similar stories in the same universe, but new themes, new characters. Another example would be like season 1-5 of Cosmic Crit is like the 1960s Star Trek, and series 1 is going to be like the Next Generation. So towards that end, yeah, looking towards some new in-universe meta plots, maybe some new bad guys, you know, as the big bads. The second point for series 1 is we are going to be changing with this fresh start a lot of things about how we record and edit the podcast. And you're going to start to hear that in our playtest to play through that will be happening in a couple months, or right now on the Patreon if you want to support the Patreon. But yeah, maybe the most abrupt change, we're probably going to be turning into more of a PG-13 show, moving from that maybe into like a rated R every once in a while. I'm going to allow the players to curse from now on. I'm not going to encourage it, but in universe, I still want to use Pronk and Fleam to reign supreme. But you guys are missing some very funny parts, not hearing Jabert curse me out, or Miles has got a salty mouth too. But yeah, I understand that some folks listen to this with like kids nearby, but it's not going to be that bad. Like I said, every once in a while, some F-bombs perhaps, but in universe, there's probably not going to be actual cursing, if that makes sense. The characters are still going to be using the old classic Pronk and Fleam. But as far as editing the podcast goes, we are going to treat Starfinder 2nd Edition more akin to a normal game, what we were doing before we started the podcast. And instead of, which, you know, seasons 1-5 have been recording individual episodes and putting them out that have like a very specific beginning and end. So that's going to change kind of the way we do business on a podcast dramatically. For the players, I hope this is going to be a little bit better, a little bit more of a natural style. So when we sit down to play, we're going to be playing, you know, from the start for however long we want. And then we'll just be editing those sessions down into episodes later where there's logical edit points or beginnings and ends. So it's hard to explain, but 1 week we might, you know, play for 2.5 hours and maybe just an hour the next week. And that will give us over 2 weeks, 3.5 hours. That might be edited down to 2 episodes. It might be 3 episodes. Could be 4, but probably not. So episodes will vary in length. Some might be 45 minutes to an hour. Some might get up to 90 minutes. If it's all like one combat sequence, that does make sense to split up. So yeah, that is going to change how the episodes feel. And what that means for the show is the formatting of the podcast is going to change fairly dramatically. The first thing is our stylized introductions are going to be gone. The last time on recaps are going to be gone. And but maybe most importantly, the thing that I think people are going to be bummed about is the to be continues at the end of the episode will be at the very least different. I think there'll be kind of a stock thing of to be continued. But the biggest change is the intro and outro of the episode will be missing. And like that right there sometimes is like 5 to 10 minutes of the show. We will, you know, we use a lot of that time to just chat about, you know, pop culture things and stuff that's going on. We'll just do that in the regular episodes from now on. But yeah, episodes might just be a little shorter because we don't have that intro and outro to deal with. But on average, I still think about an hour will be the goal for episodes. But yeah, like I said, I'm toying around with making a ongoing introduction. So introducing the players and the characters and maybe a stock outro. But yeah, the custom intros are gone. Honestly, they take a good amount of time, not only to write sometimes, but to record. It seems like having something like that, it messes up a good deal. Yeah, so some differences in how we record, how these episodes are going to be presented. I am trying to make this series of Cosmic Crit Series 1, this next upcoming, you know, selection of characters and stories, trying to make it the best we've ever done. Because like I said, I think Starfinder 2E will be a jumping on point for a lot of new fans, I hope. So yeah, towards that end, we are really focusing on character creation to a depth that we've not ever had before, really, except for Dead Men Roll No Crits. And this next crew of Starfinder Adventures is really going to be focused, and we're giving the players the most time I think they've ever had to make characters with one another. And yeah, we're going to be mixing it up, mixing up the gameplay. We've got some house rules we've been piloting with my at-home table. That includes Jabert. So we'll talk a little bit here about some table rules that I've been playing around with. You might see in the podcast. Episode rerolls from seasons past are gone. Rightly so, because we are going to be using, of course, hero points in second edition, which are better. And I do want to give those out regularly. They'll have hopefully enough hero points, but I've been toying around with converting this other system that I've been using into Starfinder, and that is burning 3 hero points to give the players what I call a fate point. And a fate point, speaking of CritterCon, instead of a reroll for a fate point, you can just use it to say, I'm going to roll a natural 20 in any situation. So if you've got a fate point, you don't even have to worry about what the dice says. You don't have to worry about rolling a natural 1 on a reroll. The fate point will equal a critical on the dice. And it'll work very similarly to hero points. And I think the house rule that I've got right now is only one player can have a fate point at any time. So it's not like everyone could be banking natural 20s to use on a boss. But our house rule of not rerolling natural 1s is going to be gone. Hero points don't work like that. I might add some other kind of rules for hero points in place to spice up the gameplay, but for now we're going to be using them fairly standardly. I hope to give them out individually more and afford some opportunities for other players maybe to give their hero points to one another, but I've not nailed down specifically how that works. I always like having a few house rules and extra things, so I think you'll hear some as this first series continues on. Obviously, another big change for Series 1 is, you know, we are going to be playing Starfinder 2nd Edition from now on. One thing you're going to gather fairly early on is I absolutely love 2nd Edition. We've loved everything we've played of it. I've played a few Pathfinder campaigns now, Pathfinder 2nd Edition, so I'm very much in love with the rules there. You can listen to Dead Men Roll No Crits on her Patreon or online where you find podcasts. But yeah, because of that, and because the rules are integrated, you're going to hear a lot of Pathfinder stuff, Pathfinder 2E, in our Starfinder 2E adventure. I allowed the players to kind of pick and choose from rules. So we will have a character draft that you're going to hear in the coming few months. And yeah, so there'll be a good mix. You might hear Pathfinder ancestries or classes in the game, which I think is going to be fun. I debated making this first series all Starfinder rules, but honestly, there's just too much good with Pathfinder 2nd Edition. So that is some of the changes that are going to be happening with Series 1. But yeah, let's talk about what is not changing with the podcast. We're still going to be weekly. It's a weekly show of Starfinder Adventures. We're still going to have our releases, I think, every Monday. That's kind of become a tradition, is to brighten our Mondays. We both release the podcast and play. We've got the same crew here on the podcast. I don't think anyone has gotten sick of playing with me yet, so I'm super excited about that. And like I said, we've all agreed, we really want to focus in on characters, make them fun for the players first and foremost, but also make them fun to listen to. And as a GM here, I'm really going to focus on, you know, balancing the additional things that I write and add into the adventure, but also focus on telling stories that puts those PCs, you know, at the front. But yeah, ultimately, as a GM, I feel like my report card is going to be, is it a fun gaming environment? And if that is true, if the players are having fun, usually that means it's going to translate into a fun listen for you guys, for the listeners. So yeah, that I'm focused on kind of keeping the fun up for the players and making the audio format a good listening experience as well. But like I alluded to earlier, I'm not going to lie, there was a time about a year ago, I was super ready to be done with Starfinder. I was not just ready to hang up a microphone and take like time off from the podcast. But yeah, we were talking about playing other games, maybe doing Star Trek for a whole long while. But yeah, in this last year, something's changed. You know, after finishing Dead Men Roll No Crits, I really wish that I had a second edition adventure to play with my friends nonstop. We just had such an amazing time with that podcast. It really amped us up for Starfinder 2E in a longer form. And, you know, we kind of waited until they announced what the adventure path was and like what it was going to look like. And now we have information about what the hardcover releases are going to look like for Pathfinder and Starfinder going forward. And yeah, that is what we are most excited about for Cosmic Crit 2.0, this longer form version of what we've done in the past. A new series, fun adventures, new characters from the ground up, focusing on some new meta plots, and hopefully that will propel us into a new version of this connected universe. So like I said, the last five seasons, OG Star Trek, and now we're moving into the Next Generation, which was one of my favorite versions of Star Trek. So I'm very excited about that ideal. So yeah, I'm very excited about this next year. And yeah, most of this is going to be happening in 2026. So let me, before I end this episode, talk a little bit about our upcoming schedule here and on the Patreon. Next week, with the launch of CritterCon 8, we've got a very special episode featuring Paizo freelance author Michael Bramnick. He's going to be joining us for an early release of the podcast. There's not going to be an episode on September 15th. That episode is coming out Friday, September 12th, to help us kick off CritterCon 8. I get to talk to Michael about his writings for Pathfinder and Starfinder, but specifically, he is the author of the first full adventure in the setting, Guilt of the Grave World, which is what we're starting in on series one of the podcast. Michael's an awesome author. He was a great guest. We recorded last night, and he was cleared by Paizo to share a whole bunch of secrets about the AP. There's not major spoilers, but he outlines like some of the places we're going to go and some things we're going to see. And it's made me very excited about playing the adventure path. So listen to that on Friday. We talk a little bit about the convention as well. And he is our guest of honor for CritterCon 8. In September and October, here on Cosmic Crit's main podcast feed, you're going to hear some episodes from past side quests from CritterCon, edited into podcast form, as well as, I think, an edited version of what we play on our Twitch channel. And I guess I can announce that. It's less than a week away. Right now, we are planning to play the Alien RPG, which we've actually wanted to play for about 4 years now, I think, since the game came out. But yeah, I don't know if you guys were watching Alien Earth, but it's great. We've had this Alien Romulus movie that came out last year, which was a ton of fun. I'm excited to talk about the world of Alien. So that's going to be on the main feed. And then November and December, you will be able to hear the first section of the Cosmic Birthday Adventure we've been playtesting over this last year. It's everyone on the podcast but Miles. I think we started playing it when he was on vacation. And I've enjoyed that a good deal. We decided not to finish it because it would probably be like 20-something episodes to finish that adventure. So we've done part one, and that'll be right now on the Patreon, but on the podcast feed at the end of the year. We enjoyed playing it, I will say that, but we were so excited to start in on Guilt of the Grave World as soon as it came out. So we've kind of cleared our schedule for that. But yeah, like I said, if you want to hear Cosmic Birthday early, it is going to... Yeah, if you sign up on the Patreon for the $5, $10 levels, you get to hear that. Starting now, basically, we do a little mini draft as the first episode with a episode zero. But series one of Cosmic Crit 2.0, our episode zero launch, is going to be on the Patreon beginning in November, I believe. We are going to be swearing some of our Patreon supporters to secrecy on the... There's a Patreon-only Discord channel, and hopefully you'll be able to see the character art a little bit early there if you want to support us, and yeah, get all your Starfinder a little bit early. But besides that, I think if you are not a Patreon supporter, if you're just waiting to hear when is episode one of series one, when is that going to launch, it should be on the main feed February of 2026. We have a whole bunch of planning episodes where I talk one-on-one with the characters, but the first episode should officially be out in February, you know. And so that's going to put us a few months ahead of scheduling, but yeah, it hopefully will allow this Patreon and main feed gaming schedule allow us to have another 8 years of uninterrupted Starfinder podcasting. You know, we've had other little mini games here and there, but we've been over hundreds and hundreds of episodes just Starfinder, and I want to continue that for the main feed. Maybe we'll do other stuff, you know, for holidays and things like that, other games, but I'm going to wrap this episode up, this State of the Union. It's gone on a little long, and I just want to invite you guys to continue this conversation in the Discord. If you have questions about what the next iteration of Cosmic Crit is doing, or concerns, or you want to, you know, wish us well in our endeavors, but yeah, do it in the Ask the Cast section of the Discord or episode spoilers. And over this next couple weeks, I'm going to be pretty busy with CritterCon 8 stuff, but hopefully not busy, too busy to respond to you guys there. Like I said, we're going to be streaming on, I think, both Friday and Saturday of CritterCon 8. So you can also join up the chat and ask us questions live. I want to thank you guys, everyone listening to this, for all your support over the years. This game, our table, might exist without the podcast, but the podcast and the community that it built around would not exist without our fans. You guys, your enthusiasm, your engagement is what has kept us going, and your friendship over the years. So thank you so much for everything you've done for us, for telling your friends about us, sharing things like the charity conventions and the new podcast episodes. Wherever you find our episodes, rating or commenting on them or sharing them on social media, we appreciate you. We see you. And especially thank you everyone that's joined the Discord and has been part of our daily lives. There's thousands of people on the Discord. So that is going to do it for the Cosmic Crit State of the Podcast 2025-2026. We'll do another one next year if we've got major announcements like this or other game changes we want to talk about. But until then, everyone have a great CritterCon 8 this week, and we will see you very soon here and on the Patreon for more Starfinder 2nd Edition action soon. So long, everyone.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.